You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Thank you. burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, it's Radiola, and this week I proudly admit, or at least candidly admit, I haven't a clue. So I'm going to call this show Without a Clue, and that's what I've got printed on this banner here that I'm waving around proudly, or at least candidly throughout the show. And in reflection of that, we began with Arthur Collins and Elbert Campbell, That Mysterious Rag, 1911. And there's something there that is very reminiscent of what they're doing today with that rhythmic speech. I don't know what they call that, but they have records like that now. But that was more melodious, of course. Clyde McCoy and his orchestra, 1935. I've heard this arrangement in the 1931 recording, but I think they're actually swinging here. This is a much hotter record, and I've never heard this one before. It was a reissue from later on, but I Found a New Baby. And that's the same arrangement, but they do so much more with it there in 35, as if they just discovered that they can some of those instruments work properly. Willard Robison with our theme, the Ipana Troubadours backing him up on Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up, 1929. And that, of course, well, you hear that every week, and there's no particular reason for that either. And there's no mystery this week that this is a loaded with good music, so we're going to continue. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm just befuddled, so don't worry about me. I'll figure it out eventually once I've had my third cup of coffee. And Radiola every week is on. Well, you get the playlist on the Radiola blog. Just type Radiola into your search engine or whatever handheld device you have, and you might be able to find the playlist if everybody's cooperating. We continue now. I don't know who this band is, honestly. I looked it up, and this is rather talking about mysteries. And I don't even know who the vocalist is, although somebody will. I'll get a letter immediately that it's Leroy Montesano or somebody. But I don't know who it is. Walter Johnson and his orchestra in 1927, whoever Walter Johnson was supposed to be, on Cameo, My Blue Heaven. Thank you.
invisible white light will lead you to my blue heaven. You see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
Thank you.
The Lumberjacks, that's actually a Ben Pollock group, although under the aegis of Irving Mills in the studio that day on as the Lumberjacks. Yes, usually Mills Merrymakers or something of that ilk. Whoopie Stomp, very great tune there, and lots of Benny Goodman on there, and oh yeah. It's good. It's wonderful. 1928. I wish the copy is about as good as you're going to find these days, although occasionally you get a good one. But I'm not going to complain just having that. Sam Lannon and his Troubadours. That's Scrappy Lambert on the vocal of Tango Beat to Avalon Town, 1928. And Avalon Town, yes. So look at Captain Kidd and look at what he had there. And, you know, everybody wants to talk like him today. I don't know why, but people are going around. That's what he left us more than anything, the ability to talk like a pirate. And I won't even attempt that because I'm sure I'll get letters if I do so. And not complimentary ones, by the way. Walter Johnson and his orchestra, My Blue Heaven, 1927 on Cameo. And Lord knows who they are. I certainly don't. This is Radiola, and I am the person whose name ends in a question mark this week. Perhaps Radiola should end in a question mark as well. And I'm Andy Senior, of course. Maybe I'll have an idea soon. From a reissue in the 40s, Bessie Smith, 1926, and this was supposedly, and I'm no expert on Bessie Smith, by the way. She recorded a lot with Joe Smith of the Fletcher Henderson people, because they were all on the same label at that time. But she did record a lot with it, and she really enjoyed the sound. Here is really nice too. I think it's a dubbing, but it's a real good one. Or even if it's not, it's still really good. Baby Doll.
About to drive your mama. Dixie, come on back to Dixie. You must be weary of roaming the road beyond. Come on back to home, folks, back to your own folks. Cause the sun won't shine and the birds won't sing and the roses pine, cause it won't be spring until you come back to Dixie, my little Dixie vagabond.
Thank you.
McKinney's Cotton Pickers, Don Redman, singing that for you, Rocky Road, and I'll never touch that stuff again. Honestly, I can't possibly. Even as it is, I'm losing ground or gaining it, as the case may be. 1930, yes, it is a rocky road. It can be, you know. So wear good shoes. That's what I say. Lou Gold and his orchestra, lots of singing there by Arthur Fields, local boy who made good, or at least he was local after he got here. Dixie Vagabond, 1927. So he's going back to West Utica. That's what he's doing. Good old Arthur. And Bessie Smith, Baby Doll, 1926. Yes, and this is Radiola, and that's where we're staying. We're not going back anywhere, because there's nowhere to go back to, because we're already here. And I'm Andy Sr., and wherever that is, you'll have to figure that out. We proceed. This is somewhat of a misnomer, but they certainly play with a lot of enthusiasm. In fact, there's enthusiasm all through this set, and it might call it jazz, although it's just a lot of enthusiasm throughout this set. This is Borby's Jazz Orchestra. Ernest Borby, I believe, was the leader as a piano player. In 1917, when it was all getting started around here with jazz and stuff, here's Paddle Addle, a foxtrot. Six Black Diamonds, and if you have that in your hand, you'll get shot, because you obviously had something up your sleeve. Joseph Samuel's group, 1923, Easy Melody. Well, it's easy. You know, this is easier listening for uneasy listeners. That's what I always say, or actually, I just started saying that. Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra in 1918. I Ain't Got Nobody Much is the title of that. The much was then taken away and substituted with jazz. That is very hot, and George Hamilton Green dominates that record with his amazing xylophone playing. As you hear, there's nothing in, and those men are having a blast. I can tell they're having fun there. It doesn't quite approach the level of what most would consider jazz, but whatever they thought they were doing, they were having a good time. Borbee's Jazz Orchestra, that's spelled J-A-S-S, which they changed that spelling for certain arcane reasons. Their Jazz Orchestra, Paddle Addle, 1917 on Columbia. This is Radiola, and we're not going to change our name for anything. We've had it too long, and we like it. And I'm Andy Senior, and I was born with this name, and at least got it shortly after birth. And after birth, what? That's what I want to know. In fact, I haven't a clue. Ed Morton, and here's a guy without a clue either. He's got a dog, but not a clue. 1913 on Columbia. Ed Morton, what do you mean you lost your dog? Yeah, what indeed?
I've got a dog named Rover, dear Rover, come Rover. He roams around all over, just home three times a day. I'll bet he hears me whistling, see the neighbors are listening. What do you mean you lost your dog? I hear the people say. Has anybody here seen Rover? I'm looking for him now all over. He's a hunter's dog, all right. He keeps me
hunting day and night. This is what I worry over. Say, who put the roving rover? My whistle's getting dry. It seems as if I hear that mongrel whine. I should worry like a tree and have somebody trimming me. Where's that doggone, doggone dog of mine? Looking round all over, here over, come Rover. I got him up in Dover, 100 miles away. Wait till he comes, I'll chain him, I'll train him, I'll brain him. What do you mean you lost your dog? Again I hear them say. Has anybody here seen Rover? I'm looking for him now all over. He's a hunting dog, all right. He keeps me hunting day and night. This is what I worry over. Say, who put the roving rover? My whistle's getting dry. It seems as if I hear that mongrel whine. I should worry like a hen and scratch all day without a pen. Where's that doggone, doggone dog of mine? Has anybody here seen Rover? I'm looking for him now all over. He's a hunting dog, all right. He keeps me hunting day and night. This is what I worry over. Say, who put the roving rover? My whistle's getting dry. It seems as if I hear that mongrel whine. I should worry like a bee and have somebody stinging me. Where's that doggone, doggone dog of mine?
I've got a dog that I can bite and feed. No one around to live or abide. I was told to let your conscience be your guide. I don't have to rave over it, because I'm no one's fool. Say, no one living or seen yet can make me change my rule. Girls, when you get married, it's freedom goodbye. To live in this water till the well runs dry. But no one's gonna bury me until I die, 'cause I'm no one's fool. I don't have to worry my mind, because I'm no one's fool. Say, the man that said that love is blind, you're learning a lot as fool. I'll come and go just as I believe. I'll leave the honey dipping to the bees. No one around to serve in the bees. When I lay down to sleep, my troubles cease. I don't have to rave over it, because I'm no one's fool. Say, no one living I'll be dead can make me change my rule. You pick up a paper and you see a husband shoots his wife and they set him free. And no one's gonna make a shooting gallery out of me, 'cause I'm no one's fool.
Thank you.
Louise Bowers, who was in fact a vaudevillian, and I have been able to find very little information out about her because I'm using the internet. And that's very, if you want to find out nothing at all, just go online and you'll find out plenty of nothing. And that's plenty for me. You're Trying to Throw Me Down on Cameo. Very good singer. And at first when I played this, it sounded like Ethel Waters trying to play it straight. But Louise Bowers is a very good singer, obviously, and was in vaudeville for a long time. But that's the recording I have of her. Dolly Kay, also a vaudevillian of great eminence and somewhat better known. Recording, this is, I think, her first issued recording in 1921, and it sounds fast. I played this at 80, which Columbia should be played at, so, and it plays in tune. She just had a very high-pitched vibrato, and it sounds like it, on No One's Fool. Oh, yes, and that's, I can't say that I'm that this week. I'm everyone's fool. Ed Morton. What do you mean you lost your dog? And I used to listen to a radio show up in Canada. It was all, I could get it over the, you know, smuggle it over the border on my AM radio called Summer Camp. And Dave, I think David Lennick was the host, as he admitted. And that was the theme. What do you mean you lost your dog? It was an instrumental, but the lyrics are very good. And this goes out to my own dog, who occasionally likes to go walk about, and we've had some fun adventures getting him back, but he's currently under lock and key, and I'm under sedation. And this is Radiola, and we're gradually coming out of it. And I'm Andy Senior, and we do that occasionally. We manage to steer that very thin course between manic and comatose. The Baby Soda Jazz Band, who you ought to look up because they are, in fact, marvelous. Their new CD, Live at Radagast, has this, and you may want to chase the kids out of the room because this is really, this may cause them to go into puberty. it's amazing. It is Mardi Gras all over again here. And this was recorded at the farewell performance of Kevin Lewis with the Baby Soda Band. Emily Asher is also in there on trombone. Adrian Cunningham on clarinet. Kevin Dorn, Jared Engel, Peter Ford, and you also had... Let me see if I can say this right. Satoru Uhashi on trumpet, but Kevin singing the Palm Court Strut. Here he is.